Dozens of local people who longed to hear civil political dialogue got to experience a bit of it Tuesday night. WUWM and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel hosted a forum to discuss our polarized political climate and how we might cross the divide. Here are a few comments people offered. They include Rick Essenberg, president of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, and a political science professor, Lily Gorin of Carroll University.
Are we able to quantify that things today are really any different than they have ever been?
We are in a point where, if we look sort of across the historical data of the United States with regard to separate camps, that it is not quite as bad as right before the Civil War, but it's close. And again, you know, they didn't have polls in 1860, but there is the capacity to look at the way people in Congress were acting, the way people in state houses were acting, what they were voting on, how they were associating with one another. And so what we've seen, not only in the most recent electoral period, but, you know, now sort of for a stretch of probably a couple of decades, that there has been, for a variety of reasons, this kind of breaking apart politically.
All you hear about nowadays is everyone's angry. I understand why the coal miner from West Virginia who lost his job is angry, and the manufacturer from Ohio. But there seems to be a lot of other people that are angry, and I just don't know why they are.
So my own bias is that anger has become sort of a, for some people, a sign of personal authenticity. If I am angry about something, I'm defining myself as the type of good person who is outraged by those bad things that are making me angry. But one of the things that I like to say to people, if you're outraged, stop. Maybe you shouldn't be. If you're offended, stop. Maybe you shouldn't be. At least ask yourself a question as to why it is that you're so angry, and you may come away just as committed to your position as you were before, but maybe you'll at least understand why somebody else sees things differently, and that may at least become the precursor for civil peace, if for nothing else.
And part of what we've sort of been experiencing is media environment where we're constantly bombarded by attacks. We've sort of moved from a period where you had campaigns which were antagonistic, and then they would end, and you would sort of move into a point of governing. What we have in the last 40 years or so is moved into what's become known in political science as a permanent campaign. And the original idea with regard to elections was they replaced revolutions so that we actually change, you know, politics without killing each other. And we also have, over the last 40 years, had the political parties become more partisanly pure. The parties themselves don't hold the same kinds of diverse voices that they used to. And so what we have is this constant fever pitch.
Political conversations were not supposed to descend into food fights. But now, that's whichever side of the cable television divide you choose, I've given up on all of it, is people tune in and they expect a food fight, and they think it's okay. And so it seems to me that, you know, you get the kind of politics that you want. And if you don't want that type of politics, then it needs to start with us.